And it's poked check by Walker. Head to center ice. Kane's got it. Another 2-on-1 break. Over the Canuck line. Left circle. The slot. Beck and scores!
Unbelievable! Oh, unbelievable! Patrick for Patrick Kane! 7-5 Hawks!
Patrick Kane became the third youngest player in playoff history to record a hat trick. John Weideman with the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago. Kane's hat trick highlighted the Blackhawks' 7-5 win over Vancouver that clinched their first trip to the conference finals since 1995. After upsetting President's Trophy-winning San Jose, Anaheim set its sights on Detroit, but the defending Stanley Cup champions took the upper hand in Game 5 with the Mule again carrying the load.
Intercepting as Erickson of the Wings come back in a 3-on-2. Abdelkader over the line to Franzen, cuts inside, got the shot away, he scores! 1-0 Detroit.
Ken Cal, the call on WXYT in Detroit as Johan Franzen put the Wings on the road to a 4-1 victory. It was Franzen's 20th playoff goal over the last two seasons, the best in the NHL over that span. He added number 21 in Game 6, but it would only be consolation.
Getzlaff now. Up ahead. Ryan. For Ryan Getzlaff, he scores!
Steve Carroll on the Ducks Radio Network as Corey Perry deflected the Getzlaff shot and Anaheim would hold on for a 2-1 victory. So the series was even at 3 games apiece and Game 7 was even at 3 goals apiece and with 3 minutes remaining in the third period.
Zetterberg gets the feed from Lidstrom in the corner, Wings dangerous. Cleary sets up in front of the goal, tap the puck and it's in! Dan Cleary somehow poked in front of the goal, put it between the legs of Hiller. The crowd goes wild, 3 minutes to go here in Game 7.
Ken Cal again on WXYT as Dan Cleary was the difference maker in a 4-3 final. Cleary is just the 6th player in NHL history to score the game-winning goal in the last 3 minutes of the third period of a Game 7. Back east, Washington and Pittsburgh kept working late.
Malkin, late rush, coming on the power play, the Caps hit. In front, it goes off the defenseman in. The Penguins win. Evgeny Malkin has scored, and the Penguins win in overtime. Malkin off Erskine, it tickled into the net, and the Pens win 4-3. Close.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network as Evgeny Malkin's goal gave Pittsburgh a chance to clinch on home ice, but just as Caps fans were disappointed by Malkin, there would be no celebration at the igloo.
Near side corner, another broken stick belongs to the Penguins. Rishaw
score! From the point, a wrist shot got by Marc-Andre Fleury with traffic out in front, and the Capitals have won in overtime. The final score, the Capitals 5 and the Penguins 4.
David Steckel, the hero. Steve Colby, the call on Federal News Radio in Washington. The first 6 games of this series featured 3 that needed an extra session, but the Penguins turned Game 7 in their favor during a very short span of the first period.
Around to Crosby, steers it over to Malkin on the pit. Hands it to Gonchar, center point for the Penguins, shoots it in front. Here's Crosby. He shoots and scores. Sidney Crosby gives the Penguins a 1-0 lead. Here are the Penguins again. They just scored again. Firing was Adams, his first ever NHL playoff goal. Greg Adams beats Varlamov, and the Penguins lead 2-0. Oh, Donna needs a donut.
Mike Lang again on the Penguins Hockey Network as Sidney Crosby and Craig Adams scored 8 seconds apart, the fastest 2 goals by one team in a Game 7 in NHL history, and the Pens humbled Washington 6-2 to advance to the conference finals for a second straight season. Boston was the top team in the East, but Carolina surprised the Bruins by jumping out to a 3-1 series lead. The Bees stayed alive with a win on home ice and then went to Raleigh and staved off elimination again with a 4-2 victory. Back to Beantown, and for just the 31st time in league annals, a 7th and deciding game would go to overtime. Carolina goalie Cam Ward joined Ed Belfour as the only goalies to win their first 4 Game 7s, thanks to Scott Walker. Playing in his 25th career playoff game, Walker became the 3rd player in league history to score his first postseason goal in overtime of Game 7. Chuck Caton had the call on the Hurricanes Radio Network.
Back to Recky, you pump it up to the left wing. That's stolen by Seidenberg at center. Seidenberg for the Hurricanes, break wide to Vallin. Nicholas Vallin to Seidenberg. He leads a pass over the line to Whitney. He's in. He shoots right on. Big save, Thomas. They score on a rebound! Scott Walker!
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.